Welcome. This is episode 3, titled Resolve for You Versus You podcast on that fitness. So, I wanted to, let me introduce who's here in the studio.
Alicia Morales.
You have a bunch of questions. I can see them all written out. It's not completely off the cuff, but I know some things are off the cuff, but that's just if anything happens. All right. So today with Resolve, it is of the utmost importance to set your face like flint, to set your face like a lion, to set your face with that resolve when you're trying to carry out your vision, right? There's two versions of yourself. There's the version of yourself that is doing the same thing that you've been doing your whole life and is looking you at the face and probably whispering those words of comfort and ease to you. And then there's the other version of yourself that came up with the plan, came up with the goal, has the vision, but is already there. It's already there. So which version are you going to listen to? Right? So in my world, it's very easy to just listen to the first voice that got me to this point. And then all of a sudden it's a Herculean effort to hear and to see the version of myself that hit those goals and is speaking back to me, right? That's the one I got to tune into. So that's the whole reason why for 2 minutes and 13 seconds before I go into the gym, I set my timer. I think about that version of myself and just work backwards, right? So what's that version of myself saying? It's definitely more saying things to, there's no time like the present. It's definitely saying, strike while the iron's hot. It's definitely saying, it's time to rise and grind. It's definitely saying, put the work in until it works out. Right? I love this process. Oh, this is fun. Ooh, man, there's more stairs. This is great. I'll take as many stairs as I can. Oh, what's that? What's one more? I love one more. I'm about one more. That's the version that gets me to where I'm going. When my alarm clock goes off at 4:28 in the morning, so that I am out of bed and ready to rock at 4:30 in the morning, that's when I hear the other voices, right? That's when I hear, oh, no. It's just, you can go tomorrow. Oh, wait a second. You did enough already this week. Just take a little break. Okay, we don't have to quit, but maybe hit the snooze button for an hour. The gym will still be there in an hour, right? The other one's saying, oh, there's not enough time. Well, that voice is actually much lower now that I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning. That version is still asleep, right? And so in these times, it's all about setting your mind right, your heart right to carry out that vision. And although you're not living it out yet, you're in that process, and that's where the magic happens right there. So just set your face, set your resolve, and then just get after it, right? So as we were talking last episode, the most important thing for when anyone says, how did you do it, is saying, I wrote down the vision, right? So it looks like you were about to interject. Say it.
No, but okay. So you are talking about having two versions of ourselves, right? Is there an in between?
You probably could find wiggle room, and that's like, I'd actually say yes. I'd say that's the weekend warrior. That's the person who says, you know, here's the vision. I've got it. I got my gym clothes. I'm good to go. But then shows up and is not going full steam. It's going half, or maybe 70%. And then quickly finds the excuse later on and says, no, it's okay, because I'm pushing harder than I'm normally pushing. Right. That's actually a trap. Don't fall for that trap. Mm-hmm. It's either an iteration of your old self that is leaning towards comfort, and that's not what the new self is saying. That's not what the vision is saying. That's why I said key into, if you hit that goal, you hit that vision, what's that version saying in response to the in between?
Mm-hmm. Right. To continue persevering or the letting go of that goal.
Yes. But don't do that. That's a trap. That's absolutely a trap.
Exactly. That's absolutely a trap. That voice.
And I'm guilty. I'm guilty multiple times. Every time in my life I've gotten out of shape, it was because of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm here. And I can easily maintain. No. You cannot easily maintain. That's why the secret that made me even get on this podcast to say I need to put this out to the world is after you hit that vision, you need to make a new one. And it doesn't have to be as extreme, but it needs to be a new one that you could not have done before your first vision was written. Right? So you have, we're going to say just 4 mountains. That first vision to break the inertia, that's the first mountain. When you get to that mountain peak, then you say, okay, I'm here. It's now I'm at a new peak. I'm at a new peak. Well, let me look a little bit over the horizon. Oh, there's another mountain. What's that mountain? You define it and then you make a new plan and go for it. Don't take too much time off. I think Christmas time is, well, we'll say Thanksgiving is the perfect time to take a little bit of a break, but not a total break. It's not throwing precaution in the wind. It's saying, okay, here you go. This is how the world is going about celebrating the holidays. I'll celebrate the holidays with, you know, on the feasting aspect, but I know that there's a cost. And the cost is saying, am I going to be able to go deeper and do the things I haven't been done before? Or am I going to have to set a small goal because I gained 15 pounds, right? So that's exactly where I'm at right now. Yeah, the trick is actually Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day.
And then comes the New Year resolution.
Yeah, wow. So I feel that's almost just like, at some point, the clock is going to strike 1 p.m. Then it goes to 2 p.m. And then you're back to your normal day, right? I love New Year's resolutions, but not if you're only doing it for the sake of conversation and then not carrying it out. Right? You might as well not even do it, right? But that's
the new workout clothes and the new, the new
shoes. Man. Oh, here's a hack. Buy some that don't fit. That you have to work into, because you'll know if you buy these ones that don't fit.
Bring out your clothes from the storage boxes.
Look at those ones, right? But
bring out those jeans.
I'm glad we're talking a little bit about the vanity aspect of it, because that is definitely a motivator. And like we had said before, it's not the strongest motivator. And so you need to find a deeper reason. That's almost another pitfall to fall into, to say, I just want to look better, right? If you go a little bit deeper, the act of the discipline of going in day in and day out, you'll have that as a result of just being healthier and looking better. But the second you get to that point, what's going to keep you going in, right? Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's, I really didn't want to say this soon into the episode, but the,
there's some comments that I'm like, that would be for later.
Later. Well, we can just talk freely any order, as long as it gets talked about.
Yeah.
So one of the things is the mindset of working out or training. And I'm a huge fan of saying training. If you're working out, that's when you're talking to everyone, making friends, watching TV, getting caught up in whatever it may be that's happening, but it's not the routine, right? All of a sudden, a 45-minute workout is a hour and 30-minute workout, and that's easy to fall prey to. I'm saying don't do it, and it won't happen if you call it training. If you're there to train, you are singular in vision, and then keeping your eye on the prize, all of a sudden you might finish the workout earlier, right? So that'd be great. That means get another set in, do one more mile on the treadmill or whatever it may be. All right, so a little bit of a check-in. Last time we talked, I had come up with a new plan and had said it was, I weighed in at 250 pounds, 250.8. I accidentally weighed myself this morning because baby girl wanted to use the scale. And I'm like, okay, sure, okay, I'll do this. But then she said, oh, daddy, you get on. I'm like, oh, I said I wasn't going to look for a couple weeks. All right, I did. And I had lost 2.6 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm right on nice. Track of saying
awesome.
1.5 to 2.5 pounds a week. Mm-hmm. And I'm golden for hitting my goal. So nice. I'm right on the money right there. That's a sweet spot. Keep going. And I will be able to tell you what happens in the next couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
So the thing that I really wanted to harp on right now is what my man's Habakkuk had said, write the vision down. You know, in the scriptures, Old Testament, he had said, write it so everyone can see it. Even if a person is running by, you can see it. So that's like a banner, right? So I have a whiteboard, dry eraser board in my bedroom, and I see it the second the lights are on. Like, there's no avoiding this thing is huge, right? But then also to just remind myself of it and then be able to articulate it if someone asks me about it, right? So the next thing would be that. So I'm jumping all over the place because I'm getting excited about this. It's really stokes my fire. So the previous two episodes talk about the importance of writing it down first, and I will always harp on that. Write it down. But the next thing is that why are you doing it? Because that'll get over any hurdle, any excuse that you have, because it has to outweigh what that first voice is saying, which is, oh, there's not enough time. Oh, who has this much energy? Oh, I can never do that. But this, but that, this, that, and the third. No. When there's a strong enough reason, it'll definitely silence that voice, right? Right now, coming in into this new plan, all I really need to do is see a picture of myself from before I lost 100 pounds. And remember, oh, that is your default for me. That's my default. Mm-hmm. So if I stop going to the gym and continue to eat everything in sight and, you know, I'll say like how everyone else on the face of the planet, oh, I'm just living that best life. No. I'm living that default life and I would be in danger of going back there. Oh, the second I hear a voice that sounds mighty familiar to what 335 pound version of myself would say, all of a sudden I interrupt and say, I got to put my gym shoes on. I'm gone. Right. I'm not. It was too much of a sacrifice for these last 4 years to get to where I'm at right now, to even have room at the table. So that's done. So the resolve is setting your face like flint. Right above my vision board, I have a picture of Saint Joseph, you know, the foster father of Jesus. Joseph is holding the child Jesus in one hand, and then in the other hand he's holding the staff, and his face is set like flint. That is the face of resolve. And when you look at it, you're like, whoa, it's clear this dude means business, right? Like, I'm sure he had a great sense of humor, definitely a strong work ethic, family man. But he also knew what his motives were, and that's enough to explain that face that he had, right? And this is, I forget the artist's name who did it. She's a really talented colorist and inkist and artist, and I don't know what I was going to finish that with. But that's another point. The point is, a really talented lady came up with this image of Jesus and Joseph, and I put it up because that's the face. It's like, the if there's ever a face of a lion on the face of a man, it's that image. And so those are actually the two images that are nearest and dearest to my heart when it comes to physical fitness, right? So if you're looking at the lion, you don't have to look far to see why he's the king of the jungle, right? Not the fastest, not the strongest, not the quickest, but the resolve in that face. And when you hear that growl, you're like, whoa, I didn't see the lion, but I felt that presence. You see the face, you're like, oh, this lion means business, right? So those excuses from before, whether it be the naysayers, you're hearing people saying negative things, but you're letting it dwell a little bit longer. That's like a hyena, right? You have your excuses. Would name any of those excuses? Those are just hyenas. What's a lion looking at when he's surrounded by a pack of hyenas? I'm not saying anything. He means business, and those hyenas find out real fast how messed up it is to even try and approach that particular animal, right? If you're looking at an elephant, you're like, oh, whoa, strong, great memory, never forgets. The only animal that buries its dead. Yeah, that's remarkable. When they see a lion, they don't say, hey, we should all team up and beat this lion. They say, no, no, we got to run, because that lion means business. So that's the resolve that you have to have when you wake up. The second you wake up, this is what we're doing, right? So that that backstop that I like to do is the 2 minutes in the car, even when my mind is set right. Before I leave the car, before I jump out the whip in the gym, in the garage, 2 minutes, 13 seconds. And I'm pretty sure I'd mentioned this before, but that's a direct homage to Rocky 1, round 4. Those were 2 minutes, 13 seconds, the hardest round in Rocky Balboa's life, right? So are you going to get off, get up, and go and fight? Or are you going to just lay down? Version 1 of myself, the default mode, would stay down. The new resolve is no. Oh, we're doing this. It doesn't matter how many times I get knocked down, I'm getting back up, and I'm going towards that vision. Right? Until one day, I'm living that vision. All right. So, I believe you had another question.
Yes, I do. I do have another question. So, what do you listen to, like a podcast, or do you listen to music at the gym? You know, what motivates you being there at the gym? Like, what's your outlook?
Actually, I do both. So, and this is going to sound a little strange too. So when it's time to do cardio, that's the first thing I do, the cardio. I'm listening to music just to put my body in line with where my mind's at. And when I warm up, that's when I might switch it to an audiobook or something motivational.
Yeah.
So that's strictly for doing cardio, though, because when it's time to lift weights, I take off the headphones. I put it back in the locker because one, there's only a couple of headphones out there that are good for doing compound exercises or just the level of intensity without falling off your face. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't want that. And so I find it just easier to designate listening to music for doing cardio. And preferred cardio is elliptical machine, which is easier on the joints. But then you can also turn up the resistance, and that's actually the sweet spot for burning fat and getting your VO2 max up, right? The lung capacity up, the blood flowing, how much oxygen goes through your body, right? So the first standard is 35 minutes on the elliptical machine. 10 minutes would be warming up. So I could say for the first 10 minutes, I might be putzing around looking for a playlist, but it's a playlist that I had made, right? So I know what's going to be what's going into my ears. But then when it's time to, when I'm warmed up and the body's loose and I'm ready to train, that's when I would most likely be listening to a curated playlist that I had made beforehand, right? And that's when I turn the intensity up. Typically I do 6 sets of high intensity interval training. So it would be level, the first one would probably be level 2 or 3, and I sprint for 15 seconds, right? Take a break for 45 seconds, then do it again. Turn it up, 15 seconds, catch my breath, do it again a third time, catch my breath, but then I put the intensity up even higher, right? And so we'd say the fourth set might be level 3 or 4, 15 seconds, and then I go back down for 1 minute, right? And this is the part where I'd finish by doing 5 and doing 6, doing 6 sets like that, and then put it on level 1 and catch my breath entirely, right? Mm-hmm. But then I would turn the intensity, I'm getting tongue-tied here. I'd put the resistance up, but I wouldn't be doing anything with the speed. It'd be like if I'm simulating walking up a hill, right? So I might have it on level 10 for a minute, and then I'll put it on level 13 for a minute, and then keep doing that till it times out for 30 minutes and then cool down for 5 minutes, right? So in that moment, I don't have to guess what type of cardio that I'm doing, right? If for whatever reason, I just want to make it harder, that's when I just mess with those levels, that resistance, because that is definitely enough to make you sweat, right? You just, if you are in tune with how your body feels, maybe your ankle hurts or your knee hurts, if you're adjusted accordingly, but then you'll still be able to push it. So that's actually my preferred way of doing cardio. And it's great because it spills out in every other aspect of life. Like going upstairs when you're not at the gym, I don't even bat an eye at it, right? Oh no, the escalator broke, but you still have access because there's stairs. There's still stairs. Yeah, it means nothing, right? Oh, climbing up a hill means nothing because I've been doing that 6 days a week. At that point in the workout, that's when I go back to the locker, wipe off my headphones, put them back in the locker, put my phone in the locker, and then start to stretch. And I would stretch for 20 to 25 minutes, especially for lower back, hamstrings, and core, to make sure that they're all ready to go and not need to stretch in between doing any type of other set, right? So the biggest weakness right now is doing the butterfly stretch. You know that one, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So that for me, it is pathetic. Right? It is bad. You're like, whoa. I think you might need to go. You need to talk to a specialist. That's Are you a 90-year-old, right? So I found this technique where you just take a dumbbell, mm-hmm. or a plate, and you put it on your knees, and that forces your legs down, right? Mm-hmm. So at first, it didn't even really move. I was like, oh, man, I guess I got to go up to 30-pound weights, right? But that was only because I was so tight right there, right? And I'm like trying to think back. I think the last time I did a stretch like this, like 2006, right? I purposely avoid that position, and then my body just assimilated to it. So it's like, oh, you don't need to do that. Well, right now, being what is it, week 2, day 4, I'm getting way looser than I've been. And I think if I were to go back to high school, I'd probably be a little bit lower than I was in high school. Maybe it's hard to remember, but I remember that was the stretch that I always dreaded, was the butterfly. And now it's getting deeper, much deeper than it was before. So do that, do a bunch of other, I wouldn't say miscellaneous stretches, but I actually don't know the name of them, right? So instead of doing the straight down, knees, legs straight, touch your ankle, touch the floor. I do a variation that's actually healthier for your sciatic nerve. And it's to put one foot slightly in front and then bend over to touch that ankle while your hands are outstretched. And it's such a deeper pull on your hamstrings. It's absolutely phenomenal. So that was just a micro adjustment that I had done. Ankle mobility, hip mobility, shoulder mobility, right? And so that's, I think that's can be tailor fit to whatever your your priorities are. So do that. And I know it's the end of that stretching when I take those same dumbbells that I'd use to do the butterfly and I do two sets of 25 push-ups. All right, so I go down holding those dumbbells.
Another bang 20 them out, burpees.
25s. No. I'm not. You know, so that's. I'm not really.
Burpees,
so,
yes.
I cannot remember the last time I did a burpee. So I think I had done a burpee at Northeastern on the rugby team, and that was probably the last time I had done it. So, you know, 2010. But it's only. Well, I'm not gonna make an excuse. That's not on my list of for working out. So if I don't know. You, me, and Kike were trying to do a burpee competition. It's like, oh, sure. But it's not like I've been practicing for that. So hopefully that's not like a physical challenge.
I'll wait for you guys.
All right, great. Yeah, this will be. I'm down. But I have not practiced that movement. So that's just keeping it 100, as they say. So the next thing after that is going into 1 hour of weight training. And so with this one, especially since for me it's 6 days a week, I like to pick a primary exercise and stick with that the entire time and then switch it up with other things, right? So we'll say if I pick a muscle group like shoulders, I'd say the primary exercise is the Egyptian raise, right? So you grab the pulley, find a little bit of balance, you're at an angle, your whole body is at an angle, and then you do the lowest setting on the pulley, lift up, and I keep it really light because it hits your delts so well, right? So I start off the lowest weight on the plate. It's usually 2.5 to 5 pounds. Do that for two sets of 15. And then at that point, it is so effective that you don't really need to go even higher, right? So the most I'd do is maybe 7.5 or 10 pounds and then just do like five sets, maybe seven sets, and then work in another exercise, right? So the one with that I would choose afterwards is rear delts. So I hit the back of the shoulder muscle and pull it together. Do that, and also be the same and be like, oh, 5 to 7 sets of 12 repetitions, right? The standard for ending a workout would be 6 sets of abs. So it would either be anything that's twisting, like an oblique crunch, so 3 sets there, and then 3 sets of standard pulling, like a sit-up, a crunch, resistance, right? So if you mix and match in between, do whatever you want. What I found from experience is to do abs last because it just fatigues your whole body, right? So do that last. If it's something like, because there's this much cardio, it's good to, after I do the push-ups, to go straight into a leg curl. So any type of hamstring exercise where you hit that, I do about 5 sets on that and then whatever the primary is. So today is one of those days where I didn't do it because it just was not on the routine, but I'd say the standard would be saying typically I did the 35 minutes elliptical, some HIIT training after I warmed up, 20 to 25 minutes of stretching. I know it's the end when I'm doing the push-ups. Go from the push-ups to the hamstrings, and then whatever that muscle group is, hit that. Go for it until there's no mistake that you're working out, right? From there, then do 6 sets of abs, and that's a day. Right? So just the results don't lie, right? 6 days a week, lost 2.6 pounds, so I'm right on target, right?
And that routine isn't easy to, you know, to start it and to make it a routine. Mm. I think, you know, well, it takes time until your body also adapts to that change and that addition to your daily routine.
Yeah. You know? Well, here's the thing. So this is the principle of progressive overload, right? Your body is really smart. And so you need to beat your body up physically in the gym. And so with this, I know that if I do cardio first, it's much harder. Well, I say it's easier and harder mm-hmm. to lift weights, right? So if you're a power lifter, you probably don't do a lot of cardio beforehand. I'd say I need to break a sweat and let my body know mm-hmm. it's time to do some physical movements that are going to be challenging. Because I've set my mind and my face like flint, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm going in fasted or if I've eaten beforehand, I'm still able to move those weights. Like, there's really no excuse because I have that resolve. If this is something that someone who's unfamiliar with the gym is hearing for the first time, I'd say work up to it, but you need to just listen to what your body is saying. Mm-hmm. And when you see the results, you'll say, oh, I know I can handle this, or oh no, I blew a gasket and now mm-hmm. I feel like death and might be injured. Yeah, that's too much. Mm-hmm. So there's a way to come up with a routine and then adjust it. You just adjust it a little bit, make it more difficult than it was before, and then you will constantly have good results, right? If you are absolutely brand new, I recommend going with a buddy, going with someone who does know how to lift weights, or getting a personal trainer.
Right.
So yeah, we are.
Okay. So, but okay, you got the routine. You know, you start doing your stretches and everything, mm-hmm. but in the in between, or before, during, and after, do you hydrate? And what are the supplements also that you take? Because, you know, you also have to include that.
All right. I am so glad you said that, because my mindset is saying you probably should not drink during your workout. Mm. So you either are hydrated or you're not. Mm-hmm. And I prefer to be hydrated beforehand and then rehydrate afterwards. So I have an emergency drink, you know, either something close to a Powerade or Lemon Perfect is so delicious, full disclosure, I don't work for them, so it just happens to be a brand that I like, but I'm not pushing their product. Same goes with Powerade. Gatorade. The whole beef that I have with both of those, they have high fructose corn syrup in it. It's like, smart water. Man. So smart water doesn't have high fructose corn syrup. It has electrolytes. So the whole thing with that is being more of on the practical, pragmatic side, I'm saying just what's good hydration, because just plain water, that actually strips the stuff that's in your body already. So I'd say either add a little pinch of salt to your water, or have something that is made as a sports drink, and try not to let it get to you too much if it has ingredients that are not great, like high fructose corn syrup, right? So with that being said, I know I'm not gonna die at the gym. So whether I'm at the gym for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it may be, no matter how thirsty I feel, I'm not gonna die. So I usually don't even think about it, right? So at this point, when I close my workout and I walk back to my car, and right before I take the voice note of how the workout go, how I would gauge it due to my rubric, that's when I would have whatever that drink is. And it's not like, oh man, I'm cramping up. No, because I'm already hydrated when I go in, right? And can easily do it again later, right? So I know that might be a shock to a bunch of people listening. That's just what I found over the last couple of years of really being intense and intentional about working out.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So next, you know, what do you wear to the gym? Like, what, you know, just what you know, your outfit, is that part of the motivation and the enthusiasm to be at the gym?
Absolutely. I keep it plain. So I have it almost stock. I feel like Homer Simpson or any of the other sitcoms that people watch, cartoons, animated sitcoms, where they're wearing the same clothes every single time, right? So almost standard. It's going to be all black Pumas, all red Pumas. I'm wearing Puma socks. I'm wearing compression shorts. I'm wearing either black or red gym shorts, undershirt, and a black shirt. Yeah. Right. And that's it. And so mm-hmm. it's not a guessing game when it's time to go to the gym. All you need are a pair of shoes, socks, compression shorts, undershirt, t-shirt. Very Simple. Easy. Very easy. Yeah.
You don't need too much.
No, nothing. Right. No, don't overthink it. It's like very Steve Jobs mentality. Just wearing those jeans and a black shirt. Mm-hmm. Boom. It's like, oh, when I go to the gym, I know that's just what I'm wearing. Right?
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Keep Absolutely. It simple.
Yeah. And yeah, to always have a positive attitude while you're at the gym, you know, looking forward to the next station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, high-fiving your buddies.
Oh, man. So that's what I'm trying to learn how to do that again, because I'm just absolutely focused and very adamant about I'm not here to make friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to flirt with anyone. I'm not here to flirt back. I'm not here to see how your life. No. I'm here to train and I'm out. It just when it comes to being casual. Yes, I have learned not to just completely have a cement face when it comes to other people mm-hmm. or be robotic about it. I think that is a dangerous game that people have that they play with themselves when it comes to meeting people at the gym. So I'm not opposed to introducing myself when people are talking but now it's, oh, I actually recognize these people from being regulars at the gym. And so with casual conversation, yep, keep it short. Not going to be a jerk to you, but then get back to my workout. You look at someone like The Rock. It's great. It's great hearing what he says when he's like, oh, yeah, it's 3 a.m. No one's here. Like, yeah, that's ideal. But at LA Fitness, there's a line at the gym at 5 in the morning when they open, right? And so it's one of those times where if you are in the mindset of training, you're there and you're very, very intentional about what you're doing, and then realizing that area that you're in, and it's not to meet Miss Wright, it's not to mm-hmm. make a new best friend, it's not to do all this other stuff.
Right? Criticize.
Don't even have Compare. Time to criticize them. Yeah. It's called you versus you for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. On this exactly. podcast. So just think about work on yourself. What have you done? Could you outdo it? What's the version of yourself that's not at the gym? What would that person say? Right. And so, the resolve is really what it comes down to. You ready? You wrote your vision down. You know your why, your reason for being there. So now it's no matter how you feel, setting your face to go to the gym, to train and to get to where your vision's at.
Yeah, once you start, you know, from experience, right? Once you start noticing that yourself starts not change. Yes, changing, right? You're still the same person, but you start changing even emotionally. You know, any, you know, adjustments that you have to make to your emotions or yourself, right? The person that you are at work, your character, your personality, you know, you start to feel better. You start to look at the mirror and you're like, oh, hey, yeah. Check you out.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. But that right there is mm-hmm. still part of the resolve of saying, I know why I'm here. I know what I'm doing. And this is creating mm-hmm. that domino effect in the other areas of life, mm-hmm. right? So to me, going to the gym first thing in the morning mm-hmm. sets the tone immediately mm-hmm. wherever I go,
yes. right?
Whether it's here, record a podcast, whether it's the grocery store, whether it's doing movie stuff, whether it's family stuff, whether it's a straight socializing moment, right? Mm-hmm. If I have already crushed it at the gym and have been satisfied with the workout, oh, all of a sudden my mood is great, mm-hmm. right? I'm not like, oh, I should be doing this. Oh, I should be doing that. Man, I wish I got more stuff done. When I go to the gym first thing in the morning, the day is set. No matter what that workload looks like, whatever it may be, it's set, mm-hmm. right? So, damn.
Yeah. Because where I'm also going is that we start comparing ourselves physically to others. You know, like, oh, this person isn't going to, or, you know, for example, for us girls, right? Oh, this guy is not going to look at me because I don't have the body of that other girl, right? And we start to compare ourselves in the exterior of ourselves instead of looking at ourselves interiorly, right? Oh, I wish I didn't have these arms, or I wish I had a, you know, like a skinnier face, or shorter legs instead of longer legs, etc. So, yeah,
that's a hyena. Yeah, you
I just described a hyena.
You described a hyena.
Yeah.
And are you gonna be a lion, or are you gonna just
let the hyenas get to you? Or are you going to cry like a hyena?
As Catalina's favorite movie right now, Luca, would say, "Silencio, Bruto." Yeah, no. Don't even acknowledge that.
Let's not talk about.
So the and they're both Pixar movies, so I feel like that's a red thread. Well, that's key that you pointed that out. Mm. So that once you know the enemy, right? Mm-hmm. And you know that looking at other people for comparison, that you label it a hyena, and you don't have time for that. Don't have time for it.
Nope.
If that's the one that keeps replaying, just remember, that's a hyena. You've set your face like a lion. All good.
You're your number one project.
Yeah.
So.
And the saying that I really like is, comparison is the thief of joy. So, of course, you can't just have 100% blinders on all the time. You know, your eyes take in things for a reason. That's so you don't get injured. You can see where you're going, you know what you're doing. But at the same time, when you see other people and then start to look inwardly like that, mm-hmm. it's definitely a pitfall not to fall into, because like we had mentioned on the previous episode, was we're all dealt different cards, right? Like especially with the genetic makeup. Mm-hmm. But that's still it's not a good enough reason to let it get to you, right? So when you start doing the discipline and you have been consistent with going to the gym and you see your body change, you'll find that there's not much more to compare. You're like, whoa, actually, although I don't look like whatever that other person is, mm-hmm. I all of a sudden feel much better in this other aspect. And then you're like, oh, hey, cool. Oh, that excuse is dumb. It's a dumb hyena. They're all put to death. Take a bite, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also going back to the music, I mean, because this also has to do with our comparisons and what we, you know, think about ourselves, but listening to music at the gym with our mood, right? Mm-hmm. What mood do we feel today? Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like listening to, I don't know, like electronic music, mm-hmm. or I feel like listening to, I don't know, classical music.
Yeah.
So I feel like a violin.
I have a little beef with the classical music because it's too relaxing. I'm not trying to be, so I love classical music.
You're in the sauna.
I'm a huge fan. Matter of fact, if you're on Spotify, you can see the playlist I made. It's called Endless Yo-Yo Ma. And it's the one that I listen to while I'm writing, right? And I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's 17 hours.
Whoa. On the
playlist. Yeah. So this dude is making music like you wouldn't believe, right?
Wow.
But the whole thing is going back to saying loving the process, right? So even if, let's say that's the biggest hyena, that's the king hyena in the pack of hyenas of excuses, of comparing yourself, you can say, I already know that this is something that's going against me and it's a trap. I'm not going to fall for this trap. It's different for everyone on whatever that voice is, but label it hyena, and then remind yourself that you've resolved to set your heart like a lion's. So you don't have time for hyenas.
No.
Mm?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my bad. Not my bad. I forgot to add this with the music. This goes back to the point of making your own playlist. So for me, I have just a couple on rotation, and I even named some. I'm like, angry gym fuel. This one right here. Oh, I have prepping for the game. I have classic rock jams. I have rock jams volume 2. Oh, this is the underground hip hop one. But I've already ahead of time made this list. So depending on what the mood is for the music, I'll have a playlist for it, and it won't be hard to think about it. Just click it, play it, put it on shuffle, you're good to go. If you really want to get into the aspect of building the playlist, make it at least 50 tracks, yeah. Right? So you want it to be at least an hour and a half long, 2 hours, so you don't have to keep looking at your phone. Right. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's on shuffle. Oh, well, this is a surprise. I haven't heard this song in a long time.
Put it on.
But I love this song, right? Yeah. So do that, because yeah. I'm a huge fan of not touching your phone while you're working out, let alone, you know, just while you're lifting weights. But if it's doing cardio, sure. That's I guess there's more wiggle room there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think you know, the routine should be like discipline, where you're like, you feel like enforced that you're doing something, like, oh, I have to, you know, or it's like an obligation, or should you just let it flow easily?
Well, that's a difficult question. I'm more of it should be challenging enough.
Okay.
Where you have to break a sweat. Your body has to know that you've been working out, that you've been training, right? And so what that looks like for every person is different. Mm-hmm. But in my world, if I'm doing 35 minutes of cardio first, mm-hmm. I definitely have a sweat going. And then when I start lifting weight, well, one, I'd be warm to go do active stretching. Mm-hmm. But then when it's time to lift weights, there's not going to be an injury. There's not going to be achy, creaking joints, because they've been set to work, right? So the level of intensity really depends on what the end goal is. But for all intents and purposes, if you're trying to lose weight, I believe everyone needs to lift weights. You need to be doing some type of weighted resistance, whether it's free weights, whether it be circuit training, whether it be the machines, whether it be isometrics, calisthenics. You need to be doing it, and doing it to the point of fatigue. Mm-hmm. So the weighted resistance is the best way to really have that force going against you. And you, when you're working against gravity, it's like, oh, wait a second. If I don't push myself against this, this is coming down. This is coming down, right? It was either worst case scenario, you get injured, although that'd be a glorious death. That'd be, oh, how did Dave Woods die? Well, he was going for a PR of 375 pound bench press. He messed up and smashed his neck, right?
Oh my God.
I hope it, well, that's not going to happen, because I'm going to be a little bit smarter about, oh, let me get a spot for this one. But if you were to do my eulogy, because I died at the gym, I want everyone to laugh a little bit and then high five each other and say, that's awesome. Oh, that is awesome, right?
Oh, wow.
Man, I haven't seen Dave Woods in a long time. What happened? He was going for a 225 hang clean, fell down the flight of stairs at LA Fitness.
Oh,
they say it wasn't the fall that killed him. It was his broken pride and saying he didn't want to die at the gym, but it'd be a glorious death.
Just picturing like the office scene, like it's all, you know.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Yeah. And then you can use that as a picture before you guys go to the gym. Yes. He died a hero.
Oh, that is funny.
Okay. So in all of the, just to wrap up a little bit, to say, despite whatever those excuses are, despite how you feel, despite what the critic, the inner critic, the outer critic says, still do it, right? So let's say the example is, oh, this person over there looks like whatever the ideal version that I'd want to be. Follow that, finish that sentence, not with just the period mark, say, despite that, I'm here because You name your reason. What's your why, right? And if that you have to say it 100 times yourself, mm-hmm. say it 100 times yourself. If you say, oh, whoa, that person makes it look effortless and I'm doing half of that weight and it's a struggle. Despite that, I'm still going to push myself because it's not them that's here for me. It's me that's here for me. You have one version of yourself. You have that ideal version of yourself, the one that has that vision, right? Listen to that voice. Moti, you have to knock it off. We'll scratch you behind the ears after this, but not a moment sooner. Okay, so quick bullet round for episode 3 summary. Okay, two versions of yourself. The version that you are right now, that is the sum total of every choice that you've made, and it wants you to be on default mode. The other version of yourself is the one that wrote that vision down and has already reached that vision and is talking back to you. It is encouraging you. It is with you. The choice is yours on what voice you want to listen to. The next thing is the resolve to stick to the plan that you've created. Despite how you feel, you're still there and you're there to put the work in until it works out. The last thing is saying it has nothing to do with how you feel. You're falling in love with the process. Fall in love with the process. Let's silencio Bruno to all the excuses, whatever it may be, whether it's, oh, I can do it later. I'm too sore. There's a bunch of naysayers. I'll do it tomorrow. This isn't comfortable. There's not a lot of time. No. Bunch of hyenas. What would a lion do? All right. So with all of that, I will tell you this. I can only give you the key. You have to lock the door and walk through it yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the outro from here on out. It felt really good on episode 2, so I'm going to end it with that. All right. Okay. Sweet. Actually, let me ask. You any final questions?
I think so. That summed it all.
Okay, cool.
That quote is,
that's the one. Absolutely. Right there. And just remind yourself. Oh, man. Mm. Hold on. I feel like I just got to put this, the last word again. Okay. The thing that really makes all the hyenas silent is remembering being 335 pounds and the things, this is comfortable. This is easy. This is fun. Living my best life. Hey, have another. No. That, let me grab my gym shoes right now. Go to the gym, right? It's that level of, if you go back to whatever it was before you set your goal and overcame that goal, that should be enough fire in the belly to stick to these parameters. And you're it's a journey, right? And this one is an 8-week journey. It's not that hard. It's 15 pounds, and 15 pounds is nothing to 100 pounds, right? So I know what both sides feel like, and right now I'm making strides. So listen to that, the version of yourself that already hit that goal, and then make that new vision. All right,
picture yourself, you know, what the things that you can accomplish when you remove those layers.
Yeah. And that's that. So I guess to really make it tight, I'll say, I can only give you the key. You have to unlock the door and go through it yourself.